Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We don't sell a lot of video games, but I do like to talk about them. Because an Angry Birds movie is in the works, written by John Vitti of Simpsons and Alvin and Chipmunks fame. And Microsoft announced its next Xbox game console this week, with a very confusing choice of name. Xbox One. Not to be confused with the PS1 or the original Xbox back from, jeepers, 12 years ago? I'm old. The system will allow you to bring your gamer tag and gamer score, but Xbox 360 and Xbox games are not playable on the new machine, which is depressing because of all those downloadable games, they're going to be lost forever. While they confirmed it would be able to play used video games, there are numerous asterisks, and it appears more details may need to be given on this one. This morning, Friday, leaked documents indicate Microsoft is in the process of building some sort of database in which Microsoft sees you have a game installed on your Xbox One, because all games are installed now from the Blu-ray discs. And if you sell your game, the game store will put it into a database and say, oh, this person no longer has a license for the game, and your game will be rendered unplayable the next time your Xbox calls home. And I guess it's going to do that probably every day from some of the reports. So used games are now going to go be sold at a market rate, according to the memo, and may have publishers and Microsoft taking a cut, which is very different from the previous model, which was you sell a game to a friend, you have to have the disc to play it, and that's sort of the end of it. One of the other things that indicated it might require that each user account needs to pay a fee to play a game, which I may be misinterpreting, because to me it sounds like if I have two people living in my house and one Xbox, and I buy a game to play, my significant other will have to pay to play it, which I don't think is cool, because I already bought the dang game. But we will see what happens. Usually when these things get leaked, people get really angry and things change, which is what I'm hoping happens. On the PS3 this week, you can download Fast and Furious Showdown, Dynasty Warriors, Strike Force, Mugen Souls, and Resident Evil Revelations. PSN downloads include Ratchet Deadlocked and Call of Juarez Gunslinger, which is also on the Xbox 360, and also the only game on the Xbox 360. The PS Vita has Men's Room Mayhem and Ratchet & Clank Full Frontal Assault. Interesting choice of names this week, the juxtaposition goes. The Wii U has three games, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Dream Land 3, and Kirby's Dream Course. There's also a buy two, get one free sale on these games. The 3DS has Naruto, Powerful Shippuden, and Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D. And you can also download Groove Heaven on the 3DS. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Check out new Comic-Con exclusives at Entertainment Earth. We're adding new items when you follow us and like us on Twitter and Facebook. So go to entertainmentearth.com and check those out. And don't forget, we are giving you free shipping. Why pay for shipping? We don't think you should have to. If you're going to buy a nice high-end collectible, a good statue, an awesome prop replica, and it's in stock, we are going to pay for your shipping. Restrictions apply. We have to say that. But you can find out what the deal is at entertainmentearth.com. Spend big on a $99 or more collectible, and there's a good chance you're going to get free shipping on that. So check that out at entertainmentearth.com right now. New arrivals for you video game fans. We've got a World of Warcraft, Orgrimmar mug, I don't know how that's pronounced, a Mass Effect Normandy SR2 Cerberus ship replica, and Super Street Fighter 4 Guile PlayArts Kai action figure from Square Enix, which is pretty cool. There's a whole line of PlayArts Kai Street Fighter figures, and Street Fighter 4, I liked a bunch. I think you probably liked it a bunch too if you played it. It was a good time. If you had an arcade stick, it was a great time. But I gotta play that again. It's Memorial Day in the US, and maybe I'll do that on Saturday. That sounds like a good time. Anyway, that's it for the video game podcast this week. Thank you for listening and your kind indulgence. We will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.